Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi-Furnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cavill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, June 3rd, in the year 1825, the Barbadian reported on the proposed technological improvement related to the use of steam to power boats plying local waters. With enthusiasm at the prospect of the new innovation to the island, the writer markedly listed the who's who of Barbadian society who had entered into this investment venture. Members of the House of Assembly, the Legislative Council, planters and Bridgetown merchants, according to the paper, had given their support to the enterprise. The writer started the article with noted excitement and announced, quote, "We congratulate our readers on the prospect of the establishment of steamboats amongst us in a very short time," end quote. The very idea of this prospect brought new hope for the island's economy at a time when the slippery slope toward emancipation was informed by amelioration and the shifting tide of social and economic norms. The authorities and other business entities were facing uncertainty related to their livelihood and were seeking new ideas, new opportunities to shore up their income. To this end, the thought of the introduction of steamboats accounted for a measure of revitalization amongst those within the higher echelons of society. The article lauded the idea as one that would be financially lucrative and rewarding for investors. It was also touted as a means of stimulating increased movement between the colonies with greater ease. The writer also noted that steam travel would be the answer for, quote, "travelers amongst the colonies in pursuit of pleasure, health, or business will find that ease and comfort which no other description of vessels can possibly afford," end quote. The spirit of advancement was in the air, and Barbados was definitely on board. Author Sir Robert Schomburgk, in his informative work, The History of Barbados, would later record that steamboat travel did reach Barbados, with the Libertador being the first steam vessel to enter Carlisle Bay after a 30-hour passage from St. Vincent. He also told of the great crowd that gathered to witness with exclamations of awe as the first ship not under sail arrived in Barbados. The companion steamer Hamilton would arrive later that day. Both vessels were the property of Colonel Hamilton, who Schomburgk described as, quote, "an extensive proprietor of lands and herds of cattle on the Orinoco, who had conceived the plan of establishing a regular communication between the islands," end quote. Later, this venture would prove to be the forerunner to the introduction of mail steamers between the islands. Steam travel had been tried, tested, and proven across the world, and Barbados was embarking on a new era in its tide to shipping. Though on this day, June 3rd in the year 1825, the Barbadian reported on the addition of the novel of steam-powered vessels to Barbados, it would take almost 2 years before the proposed innovation came to fruition, and that first vessel sailed into port on March 26, 1827.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavill Campus.